This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia. And oh my God, my love, it's our new time slot of 10 a.m.
Oh my God, I actually don't know what to do with myself.
I can't believe it. I mean, I know daylight saving has only just clicked in for Victoria, but it's like we're here 3 hours early.
Normally I'm dropping Red Bull into my eyes at this time, just trying to stay awake. So this is incredible.
So my love, with our new sexy time slot, what is Chatterbox about?
Well, because we're an earlier time slot, we're an hour earlier, so all those people that normally nod off between 10 and 11, we are a not-so-late-night talk show where we invite in a member of the GLBTIQA community to talk about themselves, tell us their story, through a mixture of, firstly, tracks, because they get to pick four great tracks.
I know, because no midnight ending anymore,
no,
my love.
We're not finishing
goodbye,
at midnight.
Donna Summer.
So we used to play a Donna Summer track every week called Midnight Summer, but we're not doing that because we're not finishing at midnight.
I know. So there's no excuse for people who've finished dinner, might have had a nice little coffee or drinky afterwards.
Well, this is just way too civilized. I'm loving it. So,
yes. Look. Now, my love, you always choose an excellent song. And before, obviously, our guest, the fabulous Alan Watchett, is coming up after our song.
Yes.
But what is our first song of the night?
Well, I chose this because it reminds me of Alan. And I'm going to give a shout out to Alan, who will be coming onto the show just after this first track, because Alan is the person that is pretty much responsible for you and I getting together, because he introduced
us. Yes, he is.
So he made the magic happen.
I know.
13, 14 years ago.
But and I love him dearly for that.
This song does remind me of Alan because he does like a bit of pop. And it is Atomic Mutton with Right Now. You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Listen to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was our first track for the night, which was Kerry Katone Death and Atomic Kitten with Right Now.
Now, my love, Chatterbox wouldn't be Chatterbox without a very special guest. He's the one and only. He's the Cupid that brought us together, and he's been a friend of ours for many, many, many years.
Many millennia.
Many years. It's the one and only Albie Watchett Ruccini.
Round of applause. Yay! For Alan.
Oh, shucks. Hello.
Welcome to the show, darling. We've wanted you on for, a good 16 weeks.
I know.
There was some contractual issues with my agent, but we got there in the end.
You know, thank God that lawyer you employed.
Oh, it was like dealing with Streisand.
Oh, my God. Albie, did you find the studio all not right?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I know the previous owners of the building, the a very large known bank in Australia, but has given the wonderful story, the building over to Melbourne City Council many years ago. And Joy is one of the lovely organisations that work here.
I think I actually went for a job here many, many, many years ago. Still in my teenage years, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Albie, we met many years ago, but before you and I, because obviously we worked for the same company many years ago, how did you and Andrew meet?
I seem to remember a certain very vague West End song starring a very vague West End star by the name of
Tommy Steele. We were in the Exchange, and I think we'd been to the Chapel Street Festival or something, and we'd gone off for a nice little drink, and I mentioned Tommy Steele and Oh Snap Crash Bang Walla Walla Picture. And Alan turned around and went...
finished off the rest of the song, and it was love from then on.
I just fell in love with him then. Oh, I just couldn't figure out how somebody so young would know who Tommy Steele was, but it was just... oh, it was bliss, and we've had so many laughs since then.
Oh, my God.
He's the only person that I think can match me in wrongness.
Well, I have to say, a wonderful compliment that Alan paid me years ago. He said, you're one of the few people who can make me laugh. And I said, that's funny because Andrew is one of the only people who always makes me laugh. And right, Andrew has said about you, you're always the person to make his laugh. So it's a very nice trifecta tonight. Now, Alan, you've already had a message sent through, my goodness.
Oh.
And it's from my darling mother. And it says, hi, boys, my computer's being naughty. She can't listen to the show. Have a great show.
Right.
And my mother strikes again. Oh, my goodness, my love.
Now, darling, you're a little bit like me. You've got something of an international accent now.
I do.
Where did you originally hail from?
I was born in Scotland and lived there till I was... well, I left there when I was 8.
Really? Was it? I didn't realise it was so early.
It was. Moved down south.
You're hanging on to that accent. I do.
It's a conversation piece.
Yes, absolutely. I love it.
Until I start wearing a hairpiece, and that's something else altogether.
But it's funny, with both you and Andy, when you're around Scottish people and Andy's around Welsh people, your accents really shine
through. Absolutely. Or I've had a couple of drinks, or I'm really angry. Or all of the above.
Or all of the above.
That's when the Celt comes out.
Yes. And now, but obviously you said you moved down south, but are you saying you moved down south to like Lundy, or did you move down south to maybe across the Tasman?
No. Down south, we moved down to London.
Yeah.
And then we emigrated to New Zealand when I was 11.
Yeah.
And then 11 to 16, I lived there.
Yeah.
Still the most beautiful country on earth, I think.
Yeah.
And then 16.
Whereabouts in NZ?
A place called Thames on the Coromandel Peninsula.
Where, so, is that the North Island or
that's
South
the
Island?
North Island. So, okay. Yeah, you've got Auckland, you've got the Hauraki Gulf, and then you've got the Coromandel Peninsula.
You were on the fancy island.
That's right.
I only ever went to Christchurch.
The plane. Oh, that's Fantasy Island. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, are you going to do the accent?
How are you?
Because obviously the one thing that we all have in common is very much our love for French and Saunders. And probably a little bit too much.
I just wish it was reciprocated.
Yeah, well...
they won't return our calls.
Look, they're very busy. Busy. I mean, she's got the vicar still to do. Oh, no, she's wrapped up the vicar.
They've wrapped up everything, really. Jennifer's working on the movie.
The movie for Ab Fab, the movie.
She had that Spice Girls musical that did nothing.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced on that one.
No, nobody was. That's why it closed after about 6 weeks.
Funny that. If only Tommy Steele was in it.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Alan, tonight on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Irene Cara, proud to be heard on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9 FM.
You are listening to Joy 94.9 tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Albie, on Chatterbox. Now, we've just moved from the 11 p.m. slot to the 10 p.m. slot, and my love, we've had a flurry of messages.
Oh, it's a boon, this new time slot, I tell you. We're just inundated.
I know. Who's our first message from?
Well, we've had one from the lovely John in Burnley, who actually is a long-time listener, not first-time caller, because we hear from John every couple of weeks. So thanks for listening, John, and thanks for moving to the early time slot with us. It says, hi, guys, loving the new time slot. Me too. I'm going to miss Midnight Summer. However, it's a small sacrifice.
Oh, John, he's a good egg, our dear John. And who's the next one from
the
my
next
love?
One is says, happy Chatterbox boys. Hi to the quirky and extremely funny Alan. It's been too long since Bali. Ez and Mark.
Now, of course, we bring a guest on every week, Albie, and they tell us a little bit about their life through music choice. What is your first seleccione?
Well, can I just say,
yes,
I think you should take your three songs to mark your life and hand it over to the CIA as part of an enhanced interrogation technique. Because you guys have subjected me to so much torture. I mean, I have got my funeral songs down pat, but that's not for
can
here.
Can I say?
But
and did we do your head in by saying, oh, actually, you can have another one now?
Absolutely. I now know how Meryl Streep fell in Sophie's Choice as well, because now I'm just lamenting the songs I wasn't allowed to choose. But
well, you can always come back for a second show. It'd be like Greatest Hits Volume 2 with the B-sides.
You did ask for a coming out song,
yes,
and this is about as close as I can get to one.
Wow.
Picture this, 1984.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was 1984.
It's basically Freddie Mercury in, yes, drag.
Yes.
Queens, I Want to Break Free.
Oh, my God.
Watching things like that, you do realize, oh, I'm a little bit different to everyone else. And bless him, you realize later in life just how much of an entertainer he was, and him being gay is basically secondary. But
and you know the funny thing, tonight I turned on cable TV onto one of the music stations, and I kid you not, the second song that came on was this, and I've forgotten how camp and funny, and I think he was really taking the piss out of himself.
Oh,
he was
absolutely.
Not, he wasn't taking himself seriously at all, which I loved about
I love the fact that
Freddie
he
Mercury.
Did full drag with big boobs, a PVC miniskirt, and a whopping great moustache like a squirrel on his top lip. It was heaven.
It was brilliant.
He was loving it. It was actually, if you watch any of the documentaries about Queen, it was their downfall. They were poised to be the biggest band in the world. And that kind of took things, the edge off their climb in the USA.
I was going to say, that's when it fell apart in America, because Britain didn't really give
they
a shit.
They weren't ready for that.
Or didn't notice.
No, but we've grown up with men in frocks.
That's
so
something we didn't know about
the
village
God.
People.
Can I say, basically, since vaudeville, everyone's... Actually, no, since Shakespeare, everyone's been dressing up as, in bloody frocks. So, Al, look, enough of the chat. Let's listen to the classic... I Want to Break Free by Queen. You're on Chatterbox tonight, only on Joy 94.9.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, this new time slot is just unbelievable, quite frankly, because we are getting an avalanche of messages.
I know. It's all these people who didn't have fall asleep at our 11 o'clock slot.
Now, I'll have to plough through them because we'll have no time for our lovely guest, Alan, tonight.
So yes.
The first one is, nice to hear the mellow and charming voice of Alan. Good work, boys. Love, Hunter. I threw the love in. It actually just says dash Hunter.
So all right.
I made you overly affectionate, Hunter. I'm sorry if that's not how you roll. the next one is, love, love, love this show, and I'm so glad that you're on an earlier time slot. Keep it up, Dean from World Wide Wave.
Oh,
thank you so
you,
much,
Dean. And my love, we've got one final one.
We do. It says, great show, boys. Loving the radio voice, Albie.
Oh,
Chris.
Bless Chris.
I think I know who Chris is. Hi,
oh
Chris.
God. Well, you've got many fans tonight. Alan, this is usually the part of the show that Andrew and I do. You've delved very deeply into your past and talk about coming out. And we like to celebrate coming out. And we want you to share your coming out story with us tonight.
Well, goodness. It was a very, 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 very long time ago. But obviously you do, you know, reminisce on these things. And yes, hindsight always is 2020. But I think the simple fact of the matter is I don't think I was ever in. I always remember at the age of 3 or 4 fancying blokes.
Really?
Yeah. Boys. Yeah. And in my heart of hearts, being quite comfortable with that. I mean, sure, there's issues around disclosure and telling other people, yeah. But I kind of ran my own race. I moved out of home when I was, it's early. I put myself through year 12 when I arrived in Australia, and that opened up a lot of doors for me. Well, opened up a lot of things. Opened up a lot of doors.
Sorry.
And you know, took it from there. So I mean, for me, the whole issue of coming out is, you know, you make the statement to the world and yeah. you have a level of comfort around that.
I absolutely.
Think where I kind of missed the boat, or where I've only just caught up, is obviously you guys know the last couple of years haven't necessarily been the best for me. So it's reconciling who you are as a person when you go through those challenges that life throws at me. And it's that coming out and that journey to wholeheartedness, being the best person that you can be, that I've embraced and really enjoyed, because it's been a tough ride, but I've come out of it. Coming out, there you go.
It is hard, and I think it's interesting, because I mean, everybody's coming out story is slightly different, and you know, I think for you having that acceptance early on, or that not acceptance but awareness early on, that from what you've just said, coming out wasn't that much of a leap or a jump, but it is. It's as you get older, life throws you some stuff that you don't necessarily, well, you don't see it coming. And I think sometimes the older you get, the harder it is when it throws you a curveball.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, I just saw a wonderful movie last night called Advanced Style. And these women are in their 70s, 80s, and they realize that their time on Earth is finite.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
they just let it all go, and they don't care what other people think about them, and they're having the time of their lives. And it's good to know that I've still got half of my life, hopefully, to do all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, honestly, I think
we spend a lot of our time, especially as gay men, worrying about what other people think about us.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's quite interesting. I think when you can deal with your sexuality and come out, I think you'll be, because you've got that self-awareness, you're going to build your self-awareness, and it will actually help to prepare you for the other big, as you said, Andy, the other big curveballs in life, because you're being honest to yourself.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I think to Alan's point is you do spend a lot of time sometimes worrying about what other people think. And I did. I went through years. I went through a real couple of years in my late 30s worried that people weren't going to think that I was a good person and all of these. And then I look back on it now and I'm like, the people that I was worried about are freaks anyway. And I really don't.
hello, all the freaks out there.
And I never
you
knew
know
this.
Who
and
you, are.
And you, you mentioned this when you, because Andy's a few years older than me, and when you turned 40, and you just said there was that, you just stopped caring about certain things where you used to get really beat up about.
Oh, absolutely.
And it wasn't till I turned 40 this year, and I've just gone, I really thought it was going to be like, oh, God, I'm getting old. But I'm actually so glad of my age, because it was like, there are certain things where I just won't put up with anymore. And there's other things which you knew me, I would get uptight about certain things, and there's other things now I just don't care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just another, let it out to the universe.
Here's another little interesting fact for you. Did you know you only spend 4% of your thought processes in the present, thinking about what's happening in the here and now?
Yeah.
The other 96%, you're either dabbling in the past and what could have been and how you would have made things different, or worrying about what could happen or what people will think in the future.
I think as well, sometimes when you go through something that's a big change in your life, that kicks the legs out from underneath you, and obviously you've had a tough couple of years, and you know, Brett and I have gone through some tough things over the last couple of years as well. For me, it did make me live more in the day. It stopped me worrying about what's next, because I didn't know what, you know, I realized when it was my mother dying for me. Didn't know what was next. Anything, life does throw a curveball at you. I stopped worrying about what happened in the past, because as I said, for me, mum dying, you realize, well, you can't change anything that's in the past. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. And I do honestly think I spend a lot more time focusing on now. And that's when you really get to enjoy now, because that's where your head is at. It's not worrying about what's next or worrying about what you could have, would have, should have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How and what other people think of you is none of your business.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, you're hitting all the hard issues tonight on Chatterbox.
Sorry.
Only on Joy 94.
Pull my finger.
Only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Alan, tonight on Joy 94.9. Now, we are just about to hit the halfway mark of the show. Can't believe how quick it's gone.
I know, we've had so many messages tonight, my love.
Well, it's been an avalanche. It's been an absolute tsunami of messages. Tsunami. Brett. Now, for those people that have just tuned in and haven't heard Chatterbox before, because we have moved from 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we're a late night talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTI community and they tell their story through a mixture of chat, laughs, and most importantly, they pick four songs that are important to them. So, Alan, your first track was Freddie Mercury, and obviously him mincing around in a PVC miniskirt and a pink Angora sweater spoke to you about the early years.
Great look, by
tell us what your second track is and why you chose it.
I don't think I would be done my job properly if I did not throw in a dance floor filler. Harking back to the golden age of Freakazoid.
I was thinking, when are we going to talk about Freakazoid?
I'm going.
Can you believe that Freakazoid shut now, almost 13 years ago?
I can believe it because I miss it every day.
I know, same.
Anyway, you might remember, for my 30th, I put together a little bit of a CD called Best Freakazoid Ever.
Oh, yes.
Can I say the artwork was stellar?
It was abysmal.
but you know what? A great cracking CD, though.
I just basically put all of my favourite Freakazoid tracks on there. And so I automatically jumped to that little compilation. Yeah, yeah. And there was one track that I remember vividly being played on special nights at Freakazoid. They didn't wheel it out very often because it is a retro disco. But for me,
it's a fantastic track.
I was listening to it before, get the goosebumps, and just takes me back to those golden days of disco that I'm really quite, I'm glad that I spent more than my fair share of Saturday nights and Sunday mornings and Sunday afternoons.
And sometimes Sunday nights and Monday mornings.
And Tuesday lunchtimes. bopping away to this song.
Alan, I'd love you to introduce this track.
Okay, so one of the stellar disco performers of the late 70s, it's Dan Hartman, and Relight My Fire, with vocals by Lolita Holloway, I believe.
Oh, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Oh, Albie, you are adorable.
Brett just yelled, mic's on, and pointed, and Alan and I were right in the middle of a conversation.
That's how I roll on the panel, my love.
Oh, my God.
It's my first time on radio. What's your excuse?
Now, Albie, you've lived in the UK, you've lived in NZ, but Melbourne is sort of your home. isn't it?
Melbourne is home. There is nowhere in Australia I would live.
But you,
I did my 10 years in Brisbane.
Was yes. it 10 years?
It was. It was a decade.
My
was,
so you
God.
Got your long service and moved back.
Something like that.
How did you find now? Because we always had a bit of a love-hate relationship with Brisbane, and there was sometimes we would go up there.
It loved to hate you no. as well.
Yeah. We loved you and hated everything else about it.
It's only 9 o'clock there.
Oh, no. Well, okay. Well, that's okay. But, you know, Brisbane is an interesting place. How did you survive for 10 years there?
It actually did fly by.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
We were only meant to be up there for 2 or 3 years, and it is a communal place. There's yeah. the people there are genuinely friendly.
Yeah.
And you know the climate. It was actually the weather that drove us to make us want to stay there for a while. I remember we were down for your birthday. It was yep. Queen's birthday weekend. Walking down Bridge Road in Richmond and the wind was just blowing straight off Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah,
and you know when a gust of wind hits you and your kidneys shrivel
yeah,
up?
Yeah, it takes the breath out of you.
And those icy,
fast forward,
cold to the bone winters that we do suffer from.
Fast forward a week later, we were back in Brisbane running around in shorts and singlet. Yeah, and we yeah. thought, let's just
stay here for a bit.
For a wee while. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I totally get that.
So what started to call you back to Melbourne? What did you miss?
Pretty much everything. Yeah. Including the icy cold winds. So there you go.
And it's funny because I remember when you said, you actually were like, oh, actually, the first winter's always the worst.
Mm.
But then you were fine. Then you were fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, I love everything about Melbourne,
yeah.
and there is nowhere in this fine country that I would ever want to put down roots in again. So,
and it's funny,
you're
know,
stuck
because,
with me.
Yeah,
great.
We've talked about this many times, and we both love Melbourne. We both loved Melbourne before we met each other. I remember coming here in '88 on a holiday with my family, and I always loved Perth. Growing up in Perth, but there was just something about Melbourne—the bustle. I love the feel of the city. I love the look, and I still do love the look of the city. I'm really proud of it.
It's funny
here.
Because I worked in the city. I mean, you guys have always worked in the city. I worked in the city for probably a good 8-9 years. And when I finally moved out of the city, I didn't want to come into it for about 3 years. I don't actually think I did. Now I adore the city. I think it's got such a lovely feel to it.
If there's anything over the years, the city has become better.
Absolutely.
Every year, it's like, how can it top last year?
Yeah.
And it just gets that little bit better.
I mean, I'm working down the New York end of town,
oh,
now,
yes.
near Southern Cross Station.
Not the Paris end of
and
Collins Street.
I felt like doing the whole Mary Tyler Moore throwing the bobble hat thing in the air. I'm really happy to be back.
Alan, there was one very sunny day. I was crossing Elizabeth Street and I felt like it was the 14th Street and I was going to sing When the Parade Goes By.
What stopped you, Brett?
Who said anything stopped me? Now, in the meantime, whilst we've been having a chat, we've had another message come through from Perth.
Yes,
my love, I think you should read this out.
I need
out.
To read this out because this is my dearest, dearest friend, Karen, who I went to high school with, and we've been friends since we were about 12, since we started smoking. It was the 80s. It's what we did. Mm. Says, hi, guys. Loving the new earlier show, Tea Time Entertainment in WA. Lovely to hear from the famous Alan and great music choices so far. Lots of love, KPW. Thank you, darling.
Oh, she's a good egg, Miss
oh, bless.
Wilson.
Well, she's normally at choir or somewhere on a Wednesday
yes.
night, and she records us and listens later.
Oh, well, she... Darling, for doing that. My goodness. Now, Albie, you've just recently done some travels. Talking about travels,
mm-hmm.
you've had a lot of Asian odysseys this year, haven't you, my
well,
love?
Well, that just makes it sound smutty.
No. Well, you know, you did decide to do that dance at the bar at Barley Joe's. No, but seriously, you spent...
She's been hanging out at the Silky Lotus cocktail bar.
But seriously, you had... You, obviously, we all were in Bali for my
40th
birthday.
We celebrated your 40th in style,
which
yeah.
was fabulous. And then you went off for a little retreat up to Ubud.
I did, yeah. I decided to take an opportunity of extending some travel and spent a good few days, almost 2 weeks up in Ubud,
yeah,
which was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You really do get a chance. It's everything that is Eat, Pray, Love about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except there are a lot of day trippers that come in on big, big coaches that sort of to take away from that.
Wreck it.
But it really is a time to reflect, or yeah, a place to reflect and just understand how the real Balinese, not the ones trying to flog you Viagra every every 10 steps in Seminyakamuppu.
Absolutely.
How they really do live their lives. It's a very humbling experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You took us to that great fire show. I thought the fire show was great.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Where did you go? Because you went to Ubud, then you went off to one of the islands.
Then I went
off
to explore the Gili Islands, which
beautiful.
Are three little coral islands off the coast of Lombok, so technically not Bali anymore.
Yep.
But yeah, absolutely idyllic. I snorkeled with turtles, which was beautiful. In Ubud, I climbed a volcano, and when you're a little kid and you're into dinosaurs or planes, I was always into volcanoes, so that was certainly a bucket list tick.
Oh, instead of Joe in the volcano, I'll be in the volcano.
And then I took a little side trip to Japan.
Yes, now that was all very sneaky, wasn't it?
It was.
All of a sudden, there's like you and Yvonne staying in a cat hotel.
It was like the Imperial Leather ad. That's right. We're going to Tahiti. Yes.
James, can I just say,
yes,
at 4 o'clock in the morning, being ejected from a karaoke bar when your travelling partner decides she wants a kebab in Kyoto, that's when you know it's time to get started.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Albie, only on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Dolly Diamond, Joy 94.9. It's my ninth favourite radio station.
You are on Joy 94.9 tonight. It's Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Albie, joining us. Now, my love, you have been telling us about your travels and also about the song choice tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Alan, tell us about the third song choice, which we're very excited about.
Oh, we are, because we all love a diva, and you've picked two whoppers.
Divay. Duvet.
Divas.
Divas. This was me just trying to cheat the system and get an extra song in there, to be honest.
Well done.
I mean, I'm sure you have a little YouTube afternoon, and this might come up every now and again.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of moments in the 60s, this is the gay equivalent of the moon landing. It really is.
To get
absolutely.
These two women together, and if you know your biographies, it very nearly didn't happen.
Mm.
But it is just utter joy as far as I'm concerned.
Because, I'll let you introduce the artist first before chiming in.
Well, it's Barbara and Judy.
Because Judy, and she was quoted in saying this, she was actually...
I'll never sing again.
Because... Very similar in that voice. Because she was like, oh, my God. She was always known as the belter.
Yeah.
And then Barbara appears and she can belt.
Well, Barbara said in interviews years later, it was really sad because when they were singing, they were sitting on two stools next to each other and they were holding hands. And she said Judy Garland was shaking like a leaf. And it wasn't because of booze or pills or any of the, but it was literally just because of nerves.
Mm.
And it's amazing when you think that somebody is so established as her would be so nervous.
Because before singing this song, they did a fantastic mix-up melody, which I'd like to tell you, Andrew, Alan, that Andrew and I did that same melody in front of our dear friend Maddie Cannon, who's also been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I played Judy and you played Barbara, of course. And,
see, I would not have picked that.
No, because it's the Trilby hat that I get to wear on the jaunty angle, right?
And I get to wear press-on nails.
And we brought the kitchen stools out to the living room and we did the thing. And at the end, we were like, ta-da! And Matt started to cry and we were like, oh, God, were we that bad? And Matt looked at us and said,
I want a relationship so I can do that with.
I want to sing drag numbers with my boyfriend.
And we were like, that's really sweet and quite sad at the same time for us. But Alan, I think I've done enough chatting tonight. We've got the beautiful. Oh, it's a beautiful start as well, Albie.
Isn't it just?
Forget your troubles. Happy days. Come on, get happy.
The fabulous Barbra Streisand and the fabulous Judy Garland with Happy Days Are Here Again, with a mix of Get Happy at the same time. Alan, beautiful track. Thank you so much for ticking such a fabulous, iconic box.
Well, I try to cater for all types.
And in between Judy and Barbra singing, we had a couple of other shout-outs coming in. We've had the fabulous Philippa from Yarraville send through a message going, Lordy, Lordy, love that you're on earlier. Crying with laughter, I know where I'll be Wednesday evenings. Oh, Philippa, we adore you. And Albie, you got your own personal message from your travelling partner, did you not?
I did.
Of Yvonne, who travelled to Japan. And
Bali.
And what was the line she said again?
You suck.
Oh, Vonnie, we love you.
Now, Albie, this is normally the time of the show where my boyfriend asks you the hard-hitting questions in his segment called Out of the Box.
Don't get funny.
I'm going to peel back the sleeping bag that is your outer crust and get to what's underneath.
Oh, gosh.
Better get the Dettol.
Sorry, I'm puffed. I ran to the toilet in that song.
Oh, I told her, don't go to the loo just yet.
I had a glass of wine that went through me like a prune. I'm sorry. Right, the first hard-hitting question is, Alan, Albie, What is your guilty pleasure TV or movie? That movie that you just know is dreadful, but you love it anyway.
The movie?
Off TV.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Are you for real?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, why?
You know when you're a kid and you'll watch a movie again and again and again? My little brother and I were besotted by that.
Yeah.
And there may have been a slight problem, me getting Burt Reynolds and Debbie Reynolds mixed up, but hey, I worked through that. But it was
guilty
just,
as charged,
I will
though.
Still watch it if it's on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
TV shows.
Yeah, yeah,
basically,
yeah.
Basically, I'm a fan of the box set marathons.
Ah, yeah.
Just completed House of Cards, the American version.
Season one or season two?
Both.
I haven't watched
a lot of time on my hands.
We haven't watched season two yet, but I love season one. It was brilliant.
And Orange is the New Black. Of course, everyone's favourite show, Gogglebox.
Oh, love Gogglebox, which is back. But we haven't tried Orange is the New Black yet, and everybody says it's fabulous.
We'll have to try it again.
I'm going to go without you, I'm quite frankly.
Okay.
If you've got...
That'd be the first time I love. How about asking another question before you demean your boyfriend on radio?
Can I say, I watched 9 seasons of Dexter without you. So.
Oh. I tried to watch Dexter, and it was just too much blood and too much violence. Enough.
I know.
Next question, my love.
Alan, Albie.
Yes, yes.
Albie seeing ya.
Oh, I never knew that one.
Who would you turn straight for?
Talking about A House of Cards.
Yes.
There is Something Between Me and Robin Wright. The character is Claire Underwood.
Yep. The, yeah, the wife.
There is, she's just spectacular. Yeah. I've actually got my own rating system for women I would turn straight for. It's called the Nigella Quotient, with Nigella getting full marks.
But that's brilliant.
Claire Underwood,
she's beautiful.
She's stunning.
And she's a gutsy broad.
Absolutely.
Is it Robin Wright or the character?
Well, I've not seen Robin Wright in much TV or movies.
Well, she's been in Forrest
Gump.
It would
be the character. Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Do you know she's
Jenny.
Gone right off her now. Yeah. No. Must be the character.
She has. I'm sure she has a younger lover.
She does.
She does. And more, she's a gorgeous looking woman. Mm. Next question, mother.
But
yes. Oh, yes.
In all reality.
Yes.
I have met the woman of my dreams.
Yes.
And it was my travelling companion.
Oh, that's so gorgeous.
And all the women in my life.
Probably not all the women.
Well, you know, I could be the Don Juan of gay men with women. Wouldn't that be awkward?
Pastures knew. Yeah. Alan went in at 39.
On gay radio.
On gay radio. That's Joy 94.9. My love, next question.
I am a perfect 6 on the Kinsey scale.
Yes. Oh.
Final question is, Albie.
Mm-hmm.
Tickle me, Albie. Is, who is your most hated celebrity? Who just gives you the pip?
It would have to be Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
Come on, do the voice, my love. Do the voice.
No, I'm not doing it. She's hideous.
You've got to remember who it was. Either Joan Rivers or my looky-likey Robin Williams, who said they just want to put fridge magnets on her face. And it pretty much sums up her acting ability and her looks.
She's just
sorry not, if you're a fan. I know there is.
No, I agree.
She's very polarizing, but yeah.
No. She just looks like an outline of what she used to be. She's like so pasty and pale. And
she was great
in
Bangkok Hilton.
Never saw it.
Was she? Apparently she won the Oscar for BMX Bandits.
Was that when she was freckly?
She was freckly.
Yes, can I say, it's about her hiding the fact that she's a ginger. And it's almost a bit like running away from her ginger. It's just to embrace the gingerness. It's all right.
Well, you just have to check
that
the
only works
in
for
the
gay men, though, doesn't it?
Pardon?
It's only gay hot gingers that get to embrace it.
Can I say, I think... Ginger's made a bit of a revival, and it's a bit hot at the moment.
It always has been in someone's court.
Oh, well, yes, it has. My goodness. And that's you. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Weeknights on Joy 94.9. Sharing your passions.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Alan, on Joy 94.9. Now, a big part of the show, Alan, is obviously you've told your story through a mixture of chat and song, and you've got your final song, which I adore, and it's so much more than the John Lewis Christmas ad. What is it and why did you choose it?
I first came across the song last year at Christmas time. My good friend Michael was over from the UK, and we were doing the whole YouTube ping pong, like showing each other clips, and he played this for me, and it really struck a chord just for the Christmasness of it all, which, you know, I still miss Christmas every year. But it's going through and listening it, having it on my my iPod, listening to the lyrics, it really resonates with me, and it's one of those songs that it will make me feel different things depending on the mood that I'm in. But for me, listening to the lyrics, it pretty much sums up something about all the special people I have in my life and how some have really helped me over the last, the late unpleasantness of the last couple of years. And so this goes out to them because, you know, the friendships that I have with them are very special to me. And hopefully it's special to them as well. And there's something, you know, quite unique about each one of them.
And it's the beautiful Lily Allen, isn't it?
It is.
And it's a fantastic track.
Who reminds me of my friend Kirsty, who you've had the pleasure of meeting.
Absolutely.
Somewhere Only We Know. And final thoughts tonight,
just,
boys.
Just look, thank you, Alan. You've been an absolute joy, and it's been a delight having you on. And we've waited 17 weeks, and it was worth the wait. So thank you.
Oh, bless.
And good night, Australia.
Bye-bye.
Joy 94.9. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth beneath my feet. by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting tired and I need someone to rely on. I came across a fallen tree. I felt the branches of it looking at me. Is this the place we used to love? Is this the place that I've been dreaming of? Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. And if you have a minute, why don't we go talk about it somewhere only we know? This could be the end of everything, so why don't we go somewhere only we know?
Find out more about Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.